Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, that was a lot.
It's a lot? Not a fan?
Of Beyonce? I ain't got nothing to say about the Beehive. I want them on my timeline.
Wow. So you're not a Beyonce fan?
No, I am.
I'm trying to gauge what you're saying here. You know who's a fan of Beyonce? A big one. Elliot Shore Parks. He joins us here as we get ready for Eagles OTAs. I believe, if I heard correctly, on Friday, Elliot was going to go attend a Beyonce concert this past weekend. Elliot Shore Parks sponsored.
Oh, the Cowboy card?
Ask him about it. Sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Over to the fifth seed. That's Color, Cut, Clarity, Carrot, and Cozy. Elliot, how are we doing?
Doing good. Although, you know, I wish Beyonce would have played that one. That was a banger right there. The concert was great, but it would have been nice if she played that one.
Was it a lot of cow women there? Because usually, from what I've seen in the concerts.
Cow women sounds great.
Well, because
it's a lot of people dressed up
like cow people. Cowgirls.
Cow people. Yeah, like cowboys.
Cowgirls. It's not because they're women, so I wasn't trying to be, you know, disrespectful.
I think that's, cowboy is men.
Yeah, but
I think that's the appropriate term.
Cowgirl.
Yeah, but
I think you twisted yourself in a pretzel and you like.
Well,
I,
you know, you want to give the women the props. They get dressed up to go to the Beyonce concert, and they're most of them grown women.
Cow women has a very different connotation.
It does. It really does.
There was definitely a lot of cowboy hats on both men and women. Yeah, lots of cowboy boots, cowboy hats, cowboy outfits. I did not partake in that. Never cover up the hair. You know that. But it was good. It was an amazing show for sure.
I'm sure it was. All right, Elliot. We're happy you got to go to that and you got to recharge the batteries on Memorial Day weekend.
Because
now it's football season, Elliot. We got ourselves OTAs. All right, so. Let's start here. So Kevin Petullo is going to talk coming up around noon, and it's really the first. I know he's been around a long time, but really the first time we're hearing from him as
and his philosophy,
the Eagles' offensive coordinator. Elliot, what do you know about Petullo, and what are you interested in learning about Petullo as we get going here?
Yeah, I think it's a big press conference today. First impressions matter. We've not really heard. I don't believe Kevin Petullo has talked publicly at a podium since being hired by the team. He's talked at Super Bowls, but that's a little bit different than being in front of the camera, in front of all the reporters. And I think there should be skepticism about the hire. When you promote from within, I think you miss an opportunity for new ideas. And I think that's what he needs to talk about today. I want to hear him talk about how he's different than Kellen Moore. I want to hear him talk about things he feels he can do differently than maybe he wasn't allowed to do last year. Because the Eagles can talk about, he has his own spin on things. Well, he was in the meeting rooms last year. Mm-hmm. So unless they were just telling him, no, we're not going to do what you want, I would hope all of his ideas were heard. So I do think it's an important press conference for giving kind of confidence to everybody that he can be the one to give this team the new twist they need.
And you know what? I would even go a step further, Elliot. I would say I would want to hear in the meeting, in this press conference that you're about to have, what are some of the things that Kellen Moore did that you probably didn't like?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Just to be forthcoming about, because you're not going to be in the meeting and be in lockstep with everything that everybody's saying. So I would be curious to know what he felt the offense was lacking and where he can improve that.
Yeah, so I would love to hear that answer. My guess is he will not dive into those details. I would guess it's a lot of, I'm not going to talk about Kellen Moore today, unfortunately, but I think it's a great question. In fact, if I could ask him one question, you know, on True Serum or whatever, that might be the question, because that's really what next year is going to come down to. We can talk, and I'm sure we will talk about some of the position battles, some of the rosters and all that. But ultimately, we have seen in the past when this team promotes from within coming off a successful year, it has not worked out. So Kevin Petullo was talked about when he was hired, but I feel like he hasn't been discussed enough as like maybe one of the most important pieces in the team next year.
LA, before we get to who you're watching and some of the players are going to be on the field and some of those position battles, I'm curious where you come down on this, because there seems to be an overwhelming sense that the Eagles need to philosophically change their offense, throw the football more this year than last year. And I understand if Saquon's not as good, if the team's different and they need to throw. But without all those details, Elliot, I don't want them to change unless they have to. I look at it like this. You always use 2022 to now as kind of like this era of Eagles football.
Yeah.
And it's pretty clear to me there's a line of demarcation. When they throw a certain amount of times and when they are more of a run-based team, they are better. When they were asked to throw a couple years ago a lot, they were less efficient. They turned the football over more. Like, Jalen Hurts is really good. They can win the Super Bowl with him. But I feel like two out of the last 3 years, it's pretty clear. Less turnovers, less throws. Once he went over 500 attempts in a season, the offense was not as efficient or as good. I don't just want to throw the ball more just for the heck of it. Where do you come down on, do they keep it the same or evolve the offense?
So I definitely think they need some changes. And I don't think that means going to throw it 35 times a game and just abandoning the running game. I think it just means that teams are going to come prepared for them this year in a way they were not prepared for them last year. And that's where Kevin Petullo comes in. Is he going to have a counterpunch ready for whatever the league has prepared for the Eagles in 2025? Now, in terms of throwing it more, yeah, I think almost any team that throws it all the time is likely going to have a bad record. If you look at the quarterbacks, like the quarterbacks we consider the best in the game, most of them don't have great records when they throw it 35 or more times. That means you're trailing. It means, you know, normally your defense is giving up points, so you have to throw. So yeah, I agree. Like, you don't want to go to that. I think where the Eagles could change is if you look at last year and you look at the first quarter and first down. So like what they're planning to do in the beginning of a game and how they want to open up a drive. They were the most run heavy team in both of those situations, and they were the least passing team in those situations. You don't ever want to be first in one thing and 32nd in another when it comes to balancing your offense. So I do think they're going to have to throw it more on early downs next year, but I don't think you're going to need to see them throw it 10, 15 more times a game. It's more just about where they throw it.
Elliot Shure Parks with us. Eagles OTAs on the field begin today. All right, Elliot, give me a couple players here that you're interested in watching, whether it be position battles, guys coming off of injury. When you're out there on the field and you get a chance to watch, you know, between now and camp with all the different OTAs, I know they have the one mandatory mini camp. Like, who are you looking at to see what we got here?
Yeah, I think the position I'm most looking forward to watching today is probably safety. Reed Blankenship will obviously be one of the safeties, but I don't know if there's a clear option there next to Reed Blankenship right now. Like, we can talk about the other position battles. I think at right guard, you'll probably see Tyler Steen with the first team offense today. I think you'll see Keely Ringo as a starting corner on the outside with the first team defense, and it'll probably be Jeremiah Trotter Jr. next to Zach Bond. At safety, I don't know if there's a clear option. Like, you could make the argument for Sidney Brown being out there, but Tristan McCollum last year got all those reps over Sidney Brown. So you can make an argument for McCollum. Like, he was the guy last year when Chauncey went down. You can also make an argument for Makuba. He was a second-round pick. I think he's who they probably want to win the job this year. In an ideal world, he would be their starting safety week one. And then you have Lewisine, who was drafted higher than all these guys, who played at a big-time college like none of those other guys did, and probably at one point had more potential in his body than these other guys. So I just think at safety, it could be anybody next to Reed Blankenship today. So I'm real excited to get down to practice and see who they have up first next to Blankenship.
You know what, Elliot, I'm kind of curious about, you know, because you've been doing these for a while. The OTAs have changed since the time that I've played.
Yeah.
How have they evolved in the way that the players are being evaluated by what they do on the field? If you understand what I'm saying when I say that, how has it evolved so that they are being evaluated while they're in these practices?
So I think a couple things. First of all, I do think and you could probably speak to this too, but when you played, I don't know how truly voluntary these OTAs were. Mm-hmm. Like nowadays, yeah, nowadays you can kind of get away with not going. So I think coming to the OTAs is pretty much a large part of what they're looking for from these players. But I also think at this point of the offseason, it's probably about picking up the playbook. It's about showing you don't make mental mistakes, because going into training camp when the pads go on, they start truly doing 11 on 11s and like meaningful 7 on 7s. At that point, your physical skill needs to show. You need to make plays. You need to show you can make catches, speed, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
I think in these OTAs, it's about not making mental mistakes. And for what it's worth, in the past, Jalen has not been great in OTAs. Like if you want to look at his OTA stats compared to his training camp stats, his OTA stats, he has actually thrown quite a bit of interceptions in these limited passes, in these limited practices. But when training camp gets there, he's been way better. So I do think it's about the mental part of the game, working through things, learning the changes in the playbook, as opposed to training camp is more about showing you're ready to go.
Do you chart the OTA throws from Jalen too, or is that just exclusively a training camp thing?
Oh, no. I track the OTAs as well. I have my notebook and pad right here. I'm ready to go. Now, I will say, for what it's worth, OTA stats are mostly just for inform. The training camp stats, those are kept year over year, and they're compared to each other. This is just informative to get ready for training camp. There will be stats today.
Good. Oh, well, what I was hoping for. That's the answer I needed. All right, Elliot, here's a question that I've been wondering for a while, and maybe I'm just basing my thought off of last year. I remember this time last year, it was the first time with Fangio, and Zach Bond was the first guy up at inside linebacker, and it caught my attention because that was an open spot, and it was like we didn't even know what they were doing with Bond. Was he an outside guy inside? Was he like starter, special teams? And he was the starter. How much is this part of the offseason and now getting closer to the summer, is it instructive to what it's going to look like? Or is it just, do you not take anything out of who's up first on the depth chart? It's not till training camp. Because I do remember Bond last year was up first and it caught my attention. How much do you put into like how the depth chart looks today?
So I do think it matters. I do think who's up in with the first teams today is noteworthy. And I do think it matters. The only caveat I would give is, this early into the offseason, take somebody like Andrew Makuba, or you could take like Adoree Jackson, Kenyon Green, guys that are new to the team. I've found that often if you're a returning player, you start ahead of those guys early on simply because you know the playbook. They can run better plays with you out there because they can do more things. You're used to the way the team practices. So while it is noteworthy today who will be out there for sure, I don't think if Makuba will probably be running with the last team defense today. Adoree Jackson will probably be with the second team defense, and my guess is Kenyon Green will probably be with the second team offensive line, although it wouldn't completely shock me if he was with the third team. I think you got to give some of these new guys time to, what I was talking about, like adjust to the playbook, learn the mental side of this team. And then in training camp, that's when you'll really find out if they're going to be able to work their way up the depth chart and overtake some of these guys for starting jobs.
All right, last one for you, Elliot. I'm sure, did you see Howie Roseman's first pitch last night?
I did see it.
Okay,
yes.
So just quick question for you, because I'm sure you've seen a couple of Hughes' first pitches. We had one in Clearwater this year. We had one last year at the Phillies game.
Yes. Well,
currently, Rick, right now, better athlete, Howie Roseman or Hugh Douglas?
So I don't know if throwing a first pitch is like truly an athletic thing. Like anyone can throw a baseball, right? So I think in terms of being an athlete, I think Hugh is a better athlete than Howie Roseman right now. Howie threw a better pitch, but throwing a first pitch is more like a hobby. There's no real skill involved with that.
What?
Right?
Zach Wheeler's an athlete.
Was it a hobby?
Well, right, but Zach Wheeler throws a baseball in a game. All Howie's doing and Hugh are essentially playing catch, right? And anybody can play catch. So I think when it comes to athleticism, I got to go with my guy, Hugh.
All right. We got Elliot's vote. It's pretty close on the poll. Elliot, we appreciate it.
And the Phillies got to retaliate tonight,
thank you.
By the way.
Well, you know what? I'm very happy you said that. I wasn't sure where you're going to come down on that.
Well, let me say this, and I'll, as always, tie it to the Eagles. In 2023, the 49ers walked right through the Eagles huddle.
Said the same thing this morning.
Football guys.
And they punked them. Yeah, exactly. Like, The 2024 Eagles wouldn't have let that happen. Let's see what the 2025 Phillies do about it. Because I think tonight, like, it's more important to send a message than to get a win, in my opinion.
Elliot, I agree again. The win is secondary. Hugh thinks the win is first.
Yeah. It's early in the season. One baseball win's not really anything. Tonight, the real win is showing the Braves that you're not afraid of them. That's the real win.
Yeah, it's making Acuna wear it in the ribs. I totally agree.
Exactly.
Elliot, enjoy OTAs, and I'm sure we'll check in again maybe later this week.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks. You know what? That was one of my favorite Elliot Shore Parks, you know, conversations we've had in a long time. He wants the Braves to wear one tonight, and he agrees it's more important
than
the win. Yep.
Talking to my friends in Atlanta right now.
Oh.
They're texting me.
Oh, what do they got to say for themselves? I'm blaming them. They didn't do anything.
I mean, they're saying that it was an accident.
Oh, sure they are.
They're saying it was an accident, and I said, we're talking about retaliating.
Are they offended?
And, you know, yeah.
Oh, they're offended.
Not surprised. That being a low IQ Philly talking point. Mm. I was like, well, hey, man, we got to play to the audience.
Well, the difference is.
No, not playing any audience. No. This is the bottom line what needs to be happening.
Screw that. No, the difference is we care.
Yes.
Yeah, this is what we're going to do.
Fraud, Atlanta fan who's like, oh, we got hit. He didn't mean it, though. Shut up.
This is.
Losers.
This is going to happen.
Fraud Sports City, Atlanta.
Yeah.
Total fraud.
I'm surprised. I mean, you know, I've been down there. They're a little bit more laid back than we are here.
Yeah, that's why they don't win anything.
Yeah. It's we care.
They won the World Series.
Yeah, they won a World Series. They've been in the playoffs for 30 years. They won two World Series. Basketball teams stinks. The football teams stinks.
I'm with you guys.
Are you a Benedict Arnold?
I'm with you guys. I told them. I was like, hey, man, we got to do what we got to do.
Well, what is them winning the World Series of anything?
I'm just saying they had a terrible parade, but it was, you know, they won. They did win.
That was the team. I'm not talking about their fans who were losers.
It went through the city.
But there's a reason why, in general, the three sports teams don't really win much because they're not held accountable.
Different. Like,
not held accountable down there.
I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
You know I love Atlanta, but.
Don't say that today.
No. This was the weirdest thing ever. When they won the World Series, they came through downtown, right? It was almost like as a formality.
Like they had to. Let's just zoom through there. Get out.
That entourage went through the city so fast, and then they jumped on the highway and went out to Cobb County.
Their fans were like, wait, there's a parade today for what?
We want something?
And I forgot. Somebody, they wouldn't let, like, the guys were getting off the bus to try to, you know, interact with the fans. I forgot who it was. They wouldn't let him back on the bus. They didn't know who he was.
A player?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
It was a lot.
Not a good sports town. It's obvious. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. All right, we got ourselves quite a few polls up here. Do the Phillies need to retaliate against the Braves? It's an absolutely for me. Yes, at 70%. We got 30% voting no.
Those are the grown-ups.
Grown-ups?
Yes.
No, those people are soft. Well, I mean, that's the bottom line.
They're grown-ups, and they're the ones that are probably having a conversation with their children saying that, you know, violence is not the answer.
I was with my kids at the game last night, and they were asking me if the Phillies were going to throw back at them.
And what did you say?
Well, I said, we'll see, because I didn't think it was going to happen last night. But then I got asked, how come the pitcher doesn't get to hit because he's the one that did it? And I had explained, well, they changed it a few years ago. You used to be like that. Like four years ago, the pitcher would have to hit.
Yeah.
And then my daughter said,
that would be the most, he would not want to do that.
Yeah, my daughter said, he's the one that should get hit. He's the one that hit Bryce.
Right.
I agree. I said, I know, but those are the rules. Well, she said wanted to change the rules, and I was like, that's harder than just, you know, we can't do that. But here's what we can do. We could hit a Brave tonight, 215-592-9494. Also, we got a barn burner in this poll. Better athlete right now, Howie Roseman or Hugh Douglas? It's basically 50-50 on this.
50-50?
50-50.
Yeah, because, like, see, this is the difference between me and Howie.
Coping.
No, Howie practice.
You practiced your first one. Oh,
I
you did.
Whoa.
We watched you throw against that wall.
And I did better my first one. The second one, I just was like,
Yeah, you did bad on that one.
Excuse me.
It was like we had a divot. No, it's just that I knew. See, this is what you do when you're a former athlete. And I tried to tell Ike this one time, but Ike still gets mad because every now and then when we do something athletic, Ike still wants to be 22-year-old Ike.
Yeah.
And I have to remind Ike, dog, we've aged since then.
Age is just
a mentality until you actually go out there and try to do the stuff that you did in your 20s. Like go back to back. You can't, you know what I mean? Certain things you just can't
different.
Do.
Throwing a pitch is not that
it's
hard.
It's just certain things you can't do, man.
That's why there's a divot still in that ground in Clearwater. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today, baby?
What's up, Will, man? What's going on?
Listen, man, I'm like twisted right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm always on deck for it's whatever, because that's how we are in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the thing. I want y'all to think about this. Sometimes people try to play mind games on us, right?
Okay.
We went in right now, and that was a mind game. They thought because they did that, they probably could have pulled that win off if we would have fed into the whatever they did, right? But we didn't, and we won, right? So, okay, we going to let them slide tonight because we got another game. Now, the third game, that's what we do. Now we give them the business. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we want to win, man. Just like you were saying, Hugh, I'd rather the win than the get back. You feel me? Because we're going to have many times to get back at these guys. But we want to stay focused. They're trying to take us off our game, man. And that's a strategy.
Move you off your square.
It's a strategy sometimes that they're trying to use. I'm keeping it real. You gotta stop looking at, okay, let's get this get back and let's start thinking, okay, we winning right now. We the best team in the league right now. That's how we want to stay. These guys, they don't have nothing to lose right now. So they feel good taking us off our square.
Well, that's exactly what they tried to. They tried to get in the Phillies' heads last night, and unfortunately, Bryce Ward. Will, we appreciate the phone call? But this whole idea that the win is more important tonight than the score, it is not.
It is.
No. Nah. We got a whole season to go.
Listen.
We got to cut this off now.
This is my mantra that my cousin used to tell me this all the time.
Okay.
To anger you is to conquer you. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to be conquered, but
I've already conquered. Now I want to conquer back.
But
I want to hit him back.
See, this is where it becomes difficult being an adult. Because I sat here and we talked about this whole Bryce Harper thing. And I understand that Spencer Strider might not have done it on purpose. It's just unfortunate for him that the timing warrants that he has to be the one that's going to take one for the team.
Sorry.
Well,
Acuña.
Yeah. Is going to have to take one for the team.
It could be Riley.
It could be. It's going to be Acuña. Sure. It got to be Acuña.
Yeah.
Right out the gate.
Eye for an eye.
It got to be. You got to get touched.
Your
up,
guy bro. For our guy.
Yeah. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, dog, you already know what's about to happen.
Because
that's a part of the game. And I think L.A. But here's the thing. L.A. said it best, in my humble opinion, because he said a whole lot and didn't say a whole lot. He said it should be a retaliation, but they're not going to do it. You know why he said that? Because they're soft. He knows that they're.
Well, they could change that though.
I won't say that they're not soft. They are adults. They're going to act like adults. They're going to take the high ground.
And that's wrong.
I think so.
I think it's wrong. I mean, I think they have to send him. This isn't just about last night. It's about pitchers.
The last couple days.
Yes. Pitchers feel like they could throw up and in on our best hitters,
yeah,
and there's no repercussion for their guys. And we need to change that because I can see where this is going. I don't know if it's tonight or tomorrow or a month from now. Someone's going to say, you know what? They're not going to throw back at our guys. I'm going to go up and in on Trey. I'm going up and in on Bryce. I'm going up and in on Schwarber. And we're going to lose one of these guys.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to catch an L.
For 2 months, and then it's going to ruin the whole season. So what we need to do is cut that off now, make sure every opponent, not just the Braves. This isn't just a Braves thing. The Braves just happen to be the team in here that's going to get beat up tonight.
Being a Brave, yeah, that's the mantra.
Being a Brave.
It does help that it's the Braves.
It does,
though.
Yeah. I want to enjoy it more than it's Acuña.
But also, like, disappointingly, Will, I thought this was an obvious spot for the Rocky music. Once he started talking about, just getting the win and stuff.
It's Hugh's fault.
Don't be mad at Will because
stop.
As men, we all wrestle with being grown-ups, man.
This isn't about being a grown-up.
This is exactly what this is.
You know, sometimes being a grown man is punching the dude that sucker punches you.
Yeah. But no, because especially if you have kids, you have to set a better example, man. This is where it gets, this is being a grown-up is a slippery slope.
Okay.
Baseball has policed itself for 100 years, and now we're worried about the kids.
This is where we do worry about the kids.
Now, I'm not worried about the kids. Guess what? My daughter's 8. Her instinct was, are they going to hit the Braves?
And you talked through that, Joe. I was proud of you. I was wondering what you were going to say. You talked through it, and you didn't
I didn't have as much vinegar in my voice.
That's what I'm saying. You didn't, because you know how important it is.
Guess what? The kids are in school now.
What happened to punching the bully in the nose?
The kids are in school now.
See, that's the moment that I'm talking about. As an adult, as a parent, when you know in your heart what you want to say,
yeah,
but it's a teaching moment.
You got to clean it up.
Right. The kids, that's the part that sucks right
there. But they're in school
there.
Now, so I could say, hit Acuna between the numbers.
But you got to be consistent.
Nah, nah.
And if what if you know, because some of these kids listen to the radio station, which they shouldn't be, but we appreciate
the
ones that do.
Are they supposed to be
in school? They're supposed to be. And they say, well, I heard your dad say he was going to plunk Acuna.
Well, what did he say? I'm not going to plunk Acuna.
Well, you, Zach when Wheeler talk about it, yeah.
Because if I plunked Acuna, he'd laugh. Yeah,
I'm the only one here that's not a dad.
Yeah.
Is this a bygone era of the punch the bully in the nose type thing?
It's not quite as strong as it used to be, yeah.
No, it's not.
But in Major League Baseball, that still exists for me,
you
Kyle.
Tell the teacher?
Yeah.
Oh.
The guy that drove Jim Miller to the ground says, go tell the teacher?
Man, listen.
You didn't go tell Dick Chiron. You took Jim Miller and you buried him.
When it comes to my son and these conversations are being had, I'm not allowed to speak.
Wow. Snitch Douglas has returned.
Hey, Kyle, I sit there and his mother handles these conversations. I'm not allowed to speak.
I can't believe Snitch Douglas is back. And plant-based chew all on the same day. All right, 215-592.
I'm trying to do better.
He's pretty much done a 180.
I know. I knew this guy would return.
We went so far that we talked you out of retaliation.
I can't believe
you haven't blocked your Atlanta friend's phone number this morning. The fact that you're communicating with
you know
those
what?
People.
I think he's been infiltrated.
Oh, that
no.
They are in your head.
No, I told Abe. I said, dude, this is going to happen. I said, this is definitely going to happen. And he was like, well, that's just childish. Okay,
Abe, pipe down, buddy. All right, 215-592-9494. Being a brave, I want retaliation tonight, tomorrow, whenever. I want it tonight. All right, more phone calls coming up. Plus, in case you need another reminder on why we don't like Strider and the Braves, we'll play more from him next. Maybe you'll change your mind if you're not thinking about retaliating. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. We will carry for you. Coming up, 12 o'clock hour, Kevin Petullo. Elliott called it a big press conference. Petullo's first time since becoming the offensive coordinator of the Eagles. That's all coming up. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, we're taking on Braves. We're beating them. Welcome back. Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. What was a strong united front, we are now fearing that Hugh has been compromised by the enemy. Getting messages from down in Atlanta about our topic, about the idea of this. Tell them.
I'm definitely not compromised. Abe just has a lot to say.
We know you.
Abe has a lot to
you
say.
You can be compromised.
Nah.
Do we forget burden. What happened when you went on radio in Carolina trying to just talk about the Eagles and Panthers?
Tomato cans. I was right about that.
You were wrong.
Mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
I mean, it's semantics, but I was right.
No, you were wrong, but you were influenced.
Did Carolina, didn't they come up here and play a pretty good game?
Yes.
Man, I was right.
But the bottom line is you were praising the Panthers on a Carolina radio station.
I was right.
Yeah. I think by the end of the show, Hugh's going to be on the Braves side. I mean, that's where this is headed.
Oh, I agree. Not.
I gave up my Braves shirts when I got here. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Braves fan anymore.
It seems like they got a Trojan horse.
I know. They sent it in, and you don't even realize it.
No, it's not me. It's not me at all. Not at all.
All right. Well, you know what?
I was the one that championed the cause to hit Acuna.
You might have
that was an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, it is. But I'm saying I am straddling the fence between being a grown up and doing petty stuff.
Straddling the fence, hit a Brave.
I mean, it's hard to be grown up every now and then.
I think you might need to denounce the Atlanta Braves again by the end of the show.
Yeah,
I ain't thinking about them Braves. Forget them.
I hate Atlanta. Everything.
I want an official denouncement.
I don't like the Braves. I like Atlanta though.
The Braves. Nah, today's not the day to say it.
The Braves and their fans.
But I hate the Braves
and their fans.
I don't care too much for the fans.
I hate their fans.
I hate the Braves fans. Is that better?
I
like Atlanta,
though.
I don't care about the fans. I like Atlanta, though. I like Atlanta.
Maybe just hold that back today. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, can we let's hear more from Strider, who's obviously the enemy of the state today after he took out Bryce Harper last night. This is Strider talking about, you know, I think this was a couple years ago, right? Him talking about fans and just the idea of him and his thought on fans at the park. Here's Spencer Strider.
Do you have any hot sports takes?
Any hot sports takes? Absolutely, there should be no fans. 2020 season, no fans. Get rid of the fans. It's too loud.
Too loud?
It's too loud. Everybody be quiet. We don't need the cheering. We know you're watching. I don't need the fans. You stay outside the stadium. Back it up. Let's do like a no lower bowl thing.
No lower bowl? Okay.
Just kind of, upper deck's great. Upper deck's great. Outfield, phenomenal. But we don't need you around the dugouts. Right. Just try and be quiet.
This guy's a piece of work. I mean, he's a great pitcher, but as much as I can't stand him, I think he's pretty fun for the rivalry. I don't like him. As good as he is, and as much as I appreciate his talent, I don't like him. And he took out Harper last night. Drove me crazy. All right, how about this? Was he also poking us last night? Talking about how much he loves pitching here in particular? Let's hear Strider last night talking about liking pitching here in Philadelphia.
I love pitching here. I mean, where else do they chant your name and ask you how your family's doing? I mean, they seem very interested in my well-being, and I appreciate that. I feel like this is a home ballpark, honestly, at this point. I've pitched here so many times, and I enjoy it. You know, it's nice to see the stadium full and people excited for baseball anywhere you go.
I mean, I don't need the comedy
attitude.
Show last
yeah,
night.
That's
yeah,
the flip of that. That's why, you know, that's what makes it hard being a grown-up.
Yeah.
You know, when you try to take the high road, mm-hmm. and then you hear, like, you're not only seeing with that ugly-ass shirt that he has on, but you see the mustache and you see the flavor saver that he has at the bottom.
He's hateable.
And he's grinning and smiling. And you're he has a punchable face.
Yeah, he does. And
but
look,
that's not how grown-ups handle business.
Well,
you just, you know.
But you could handle it in a baseball way by throwing it at another person 95 miles an hour. That's the grown-up way to handle things here.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody's going to catch hell because of what you did. You're not going to be in the game tonight, but somebody's going to catch it.
Well, yep, they are. And it might be Ronald Acuña. And I think we're in agreement, right? The win is not as important tonight as beating Acuña.
Well, we got to get the win. Mm.
Dude, forget the win.
Can we
I would like to. I would like
a lot
win.
Of baseball.
We got a win last night.
I hear you, but the Braves are surging, and it would be nice.
Surging,
25-28. What about the Braves?
Well, they started off like 0-7.
Worse
or something.
Good for them. They're back to three
almost
games under 500.
Almost at 500.
Were you scared of the Braves?
No,
dude.
I'm not saying I'm scared of the Braves. I'm just saying we need
talking
to
about
get
the World Series.
We need
4 years
these,
ago.
We need to get
almost
these,
500.
We need to get these dubs.
We won all month.
We need to get these George W's.
Now what I need is retaliation.
I'm all for plunking,
revenge,
but not within. And I want the win too. But I need this George W.
Yeah, so last night they prioritized the win. It was a close game. It was mostly a one-run game. I wasn't surprised, nor was I super disappointed they didn't do it last night. I will be super disappointed if they don't plunk a Brave tonight. 215-592-9494. All right, let's talk to Mike, who's up on WIP. Hey, Mike.
Mike, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
The Strider thing, the interview. The interview is what got me. He's talking about how he loves pitching in Philly. How come I see on Twitter before the game he's having security to remove fans for chanting his name?
Oh, so he's a big baby and a hypocrite?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the interview is what really set me over the top. I don't think it was intentional. I think he's coming up it in because they're not afraid. But the interview was just, that was too much for me. He needs it. They need it tonight.
Well, they do. And Mike, look, he's annoying. That whole thing is annoying. And I need to make sure the Phillies send a message to the rest of baseball. You can't just be plunking Bryce Harper and get away with it.
Exactly. And it's the Braves, too. It's
yes.
not, you know, the A's, it's like, it's the A's.
Right.
It's the Braves. Strider's on the mound. He hasn't had success in Philly. We don't like him. He doesn't like us.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, yeah, he could slick talk all he wants after the game. He didn't like it here. I mean, when he first got to the big leagues, you know, Hoskins hit the home run off him. Yeah, he hates it here. I mean, I would hate it too if I was him. It's not a good place for him. Mike, we appreciate the phone call. And I think Mike brings a good point. It's one thing if the A's hit Bryce Harper. You're like, all right, you know, we're playing in Sacramento. Their pitchers stink. Like, it went to a different level, Hugh, last night.
What I'm saying. It was because it's him.
Yep.
His smugness.
Totally.
And the stuff that had, they're guilty for stuff they said in the past, in my opinion.
Even if Harper bounced back up quickly last night, it wasn't really painful. I still would have won a Brave hit today.
Yeah, it's the Braves.
Yeah. And it's the principle of it. We got to cut this off now and make sure the rest of baseball, you know, the next opponent, the one after that knows you can't. If you go up and in on the Phillies, they'll come back
you
up and
in. You have a whole problem.
Yeah, it's an eye for an eye. I mean, that's the way it used to be, and we got to bring that back tonight. Terrence in Springfield, what's up, Terrence?
Terrence,
you don't got what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up?
Hey, man, before I get started, man, I just want to say, Kyle, there's three things for certain in life. Death, taxes, and you're about to get your wish. The Knicks choking.
Well, you know what? We're all very happy. It's finally. Well, it's not done yet, but let's get one more Indiana win, and we can be done with this Knicks thing.
Yeah, man, but let me get on this. Mm-hmm. I feel like, man, this is the year of being petty. This is the year of pettiness. We need to beam somebody on the Braves' ass tonight. Like, this thing is like, this is beef. Like, you know, you have beef on the street. This is baseball beef. Mm-hmm. You don't like them. You don't like us. This has been going on for years. And I say it's petty because it's been petty since from what we can remember from the Phillies putting up congratulations to the Braves for winning the division in our ballpark.
Oh, that was awful. I hated that.
We went on to beat them in the playoffs. So this thing is petty, and I feel like tonight I want to see WWE, I want to see a World Rumble, I want to see Swerve clothesline in somebody's ass. I want to see somebody get, like you said, Joe, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, beam for beam, arm for arm, rib for rib. I want to see somebody get hit tonight because we got to send a message. Like, the Braves, like, right now they're a little brother in the division. We're the big brother in the division. So they want to come in, and they want to pick at us and pick at us. And like you said, Joe, Sam Crawford getting hurt or he's out for an amount of time. We got to hit those guys back. We got to send a crew out for the time. Or we got to get the guy, Arcia, with the big mouth. You get the guy with the biggest mouth, and you hit his ass. That's what you got to do tonight. The Phillies got to show these guys what we're made of. We ain't no punks. We ain't no chumps. We ain't no punks, man. We ain't no punks. I'm going to see somebody get the Hulk Hogan smacked out of their ass tonight.
Well, it's time. It's time. I like that. Schwarber clotheslining people. Terrence Goodfunkel. Now, RC is gone. He's no longer Brave. They DFA'd him. He went to the Rockies. So we can't hit him.
We can pull, next time we play the Rockies, punk might as well just being RC.
Just because
you're a punk from a couple years ago. I agree. I like that. He went straight WWE style. He wants clotheslines. He wants Hulk Hogan stuff. Listen, if it devolves to that, I doubt that. I mean,
they won't get to that point.
Baseball really.
We got to realize who we're dealing with.
It rarely goes to that point anymore. I do miss a good brawl. We haven't had one in a long time.
This team ain't about that action.
Most teams aren't.
Mm-mm.
It's just not a baseball thing anymore.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't need Topper getting Don Zimmer.
Is that the one with he ran out on the mound and got dragged?
Yeah. Well, Pedro. It was like, old laid him like a...
Hey, what you doing, old man? Sit down. Yeah, don't
get
old man.
That was wild. They don't make him like Pedro. Yeah. Pedro went out. Remember, and in that brawl, he was pointing to the head. Like, I'm going to hit you. I'm going to bean you guys in the head. Like, that's old school we don't get anymore. Rob Zadelko. What's up, Rob?
Joe Hugh. Good morning.
What's up, Rob?
Listen, I got a special good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Atlanta. Our secret Atlanta fan, Joe.
They're really coming after out. Hugh now.
Hey,
good morning, Atlanta.
I'm not a fan of the Braves, but I'm a fan of Atlanta.
Yeah, you shouldn't say that today.
I'm just saying.
I know, but
sometimes you just leave that. Like, you can think it, just leave that part out today.
Not for today.
Have you been to Atlanta?
I don't do that. Yes, now. I have.
I've been there.
It's sundress season. What y'all talking about?
There's sundresses everywhere, Hugh.
Not relevant. Not relevant.
Down south, they hit a little different.
I want that stricken from the record. Irrelevant.
Dump it.
They fill
dump
out.
It.
Fine.
I got a brother that's an hour south of Atlanta. It's called Delaney. I don't know if you heard of Delaney. It's in Georgia. But, yeah,
DeLonga?
I have a brother that lives there. But,
on the speakerphone, isn't he?
I think so. Robbie, you on speakerphone?
No.
Okay.
I heard that switch.
Quick switch.
Listen. I'm not. It's just Kyle was rushing for my phone. There's nothing I can do.
But you were on speaker. I mean, you know, when you... Turned it off and said, I'm not.
All right, let's go.
Listen, here's my point. You've heard the saying, kill two birds at once.
Kill two
right?
birds at
yes.
once.
Okay, we can send a message through Atlanta, which we despise, the Braves, and to the it's also a message to the rest of the league.
Mm-hmm.
Like, enough, like, he got hit, what, three times, they said, in 3 days, Francie?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So they brought it to a boiling point. You know, and it could have been anybody, but it just thankfully it was Atlanta that brought it to a boiling point.
Yeah, you're about to catch this stray. Yeah.
Not only catch the stray, but like we can do it through Atlanta, who we despise. So it's like killing two birds with one stone, and send a message to the rest of baseball. That
I totally agree.
Enough is enough. So, I mean, could it be better? First pitch, first batter, Acuna. Hit him in his knee, Joe. I mean, right, so right in his knee. He's got, like, the Terminator padding on his leg. He ain't going to feel nothing anyway. Hit him in his knee, his rib cage, wherever. I don't care at this point. It's not going to lose the game. Well, we're going to lose the game because he's on first base.
No, right. Like, that's
hurt.
Exactly. Go like on. The only way this costs us a win is if they throw Wheeler out of the game, which is very unlikely if it's the first batter. And then I don't anticipate any sort of warnings before the game because nothing really happened last night after the Harper thing.
No, it's the first batter in the first inning. I mean, come on. We could set the tone and still win the game.
That's right.
So, I mean, I'm not worried about it. Send a message to him, the Braves, and everybody else in baseball, it's just enough is enough. Because you know what's going to happen, Joe. I'm afraid the next time he gets plunked, it's on that wrist, on that hand.
I know.
He's out for a couple months, and then we're really screwed.
Well, you know speaking of that, last night I'm sitting there because I was waiting for the update, and Robbie pierced the phone call, and I'm Googling fractured elbow, healing time. And I saw 3 to 6 months, and I'm panicking. I'm like, oh, 6 months? This thing's over. Season's over in 6 months. We're going to have him back. So they got lucky last night that Bryce Harper just has a bruise and x-rays were negative. We got to finish this, and I want to finish it tonight. I need a brave bean. I'm mixing up my words because I'm frustrated here that we didn't do it last night. We got to do it tonight. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phones, you know what's kind of ironic about this?
What's the irony?
Do you know today is an anniversary? Irony.
And the ambiguity. Yeah, irony.
9 years ago tonight.
Nine
years ago tonight at Citi Field in New York, our old pal Chase Utley caused the Mets to get so far in their heads over an incident that happened in the previous year's playoffs that it caused one of my favorite meltdowns. Have you ever seen this? Have you ever seen the video of Terry Collins on the field?
No, I have not.
Okay. So
you going to send it to me?
We're going to play a clip of what we can, because this might be the most vulgar thing ever that's mic'd up in baseball history. 9 years ago tonight, Citi Field, Dodgers with Chase Utley at the Mets, Utley at the plate, and Noah Syndergaard tried to bean him, threw it behind him, and then the umpire said, warnings for both sides, no more. Basically, they took the Mets' chance to hit him away, and they just, well, listen, they lost their minds.
Terry. Terry, get a handle. Come on, let's go. Come on, talk to me.
Tommy, that's
talk to me. Then you talk to me about that.
You got to give us a shot.
You know what?
You got to give us a shot,
okay,
Tom.
Listen to me. Let me hear what I'm saying, okay? You get your shot. You had your shot right there in the situation.
Well, why not?
You know the situation, Terry.
Why don't you get a shot, Tommy?
Because that makes it worse. Terry, that makes it
MLB did nothing to that guy. Nothing.
Okay, I can't control that, Terry. I can't control that. You know as well as I do. You know where I stand on the whole situation.
But you're better than that, Tommy. You know that.
Terry, listen, I'm telling you, our ass is in the jackpot now. Okay? Okay? I'm just telling you. You know what? You got it. Get it? You got everything out?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I want that kind of emotion out of Topper tonight.
Wait a minute. Rewind. Who was that?
So that the guy that's cursing up a storm there is the manager of the Mets at the time, Terry Collins. So the previous postseason, the Mets and Dodgers had played, and Utley slid into second base, and he broke the leg of the Mets shortstop.
Uh-huh.
So that was the first time they had played since then.
Since then. So he was still holding on
to that. Still holding on, and they tried to throw it at Utley. He missed. He threw it behind him, and then the umpire said, no more.
That's enough of that.
And then they're mad.
So the manager was mad because he was like—
They didn't get their shot. They didn't hit him. They wanted to do it again.
It sounded like he wanted to do more than hit him,
yeah,
though.
I think they wanted to kill him. Yeah,
yeah, that was real powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was like, wait a minute. And they caught that all on video?
It was awesome. I want half of that from Topper tonight. Could you imagine Topper mic'd up screaming like that?
Is that manager still in the major leagues?
He's not managing any longer.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but it was awesome.
No, it was awesome, but it was like the emotional meltdown over something that happened to you. Now, I understand.
Well, you broke the guy's leg.
Yeah, he broke his leg, but that's still a lot to hold on to for a year.
Yeah, well, I think it was actually more than that. Terrorized the Mets for a decade, so I think that was all pent-up stuff. David in Westchester's up. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe. Hey, sleeper agent Hugh.
The people are seeing right through it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, Hugh, yes. Just real quick, did you refer to me as low IQ and you were playing to your audience when you were talking to your friends in Atlanta?
You know what?
Is that what I heard?
I said that, but it wasn't meant that way. That's the way Abe presented it.
Yeah, and that's
like,
why
we're playing to our. I said we're playing to our audience because that's what we do here.
And that's what we're gonna bean Abe when we see him.
Yeah, Abe don't want that.
Really, you don't really believe that, do you? Because that would kill me.
That we are a different breed here in Philadelphia? Yeah.
In a good way.
In a good way. I mean, listen, we all have dysfunctional family members. Yes, I do. And we're dysfunctional as a family.
Some would say WIP is the dysfunctional family member of Philadelphia.
But Dave, where's the lie? Where are we not? Where else do you go to get this level of fandom in America?
Nowhere. Yeah,
so,
it doesn't happen.
I mean, so it's it just all depends on how you look at it. Are we dysfunctional? Hells yes.
Yes, but are we out for blood tonight? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
we are very dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. That's what makes us so great.
As the old adage goes, sticks and baseball may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
Mm-hmm. Never.
So you have to retaliate. You have to play old school baseball. You hit our best player, then your best player gets hit. And that's just, you know, what they call those, the unwritten rules or
that's
whatever.
Right. Yep.
Okay, and you have to live by that, and Acuna needs to be drilled tonight. That's the bottom line. There's no question. I would have done it last night, but I'm probably more spontaneous than, you know, I'm not as level-headed as everybody else. I mean, I would have drilled him the first time he got up the bat. But,
I can hear
you
that.
Know,
I hear that.
And then, I was like, when Schwarber got up, I was like, hey, Schwarber, you know, throw that bat at freaking Strider. I can't stand that guy. And, you know, so you have to reach out. You can't just, you know, be plant-based Phillies. You got to have some, you know, I guess the best word, some aggression there.
Yeah,
you got to be a little more aggressive.
We have enough plant-based people in the city, led by Hugh Douglas. We don't need more. We don't need 26 of them in the Phillies dugout. David, I couldn't agree more. And they have to send the message, because otherwise, a good phone call. This message gets around the league. The Phillies are soft. The Phillies can be pushed around. The Phillies won't retaliate back. That's the worst thing. Because if I'm an opposing pitcher and I know you won't hit my guys, I'm just going up and in on your guys. And if I hit them, uh-oh, I'm sorry. If I break Trey Turner's finger, I'm sorry. Like, that's how other pitchers are going to start to think if the Phillies don't show tonight, hey, we got our guys back. And I think they have the right guy on the mound with Zach Wheeler because he strikes me as old school, and he strikes me as the kind of pitcher that will send the message tonight. And I want to start it with Acuna. He's their leadoff guy. He's back. He's healthy. Put one in his ribs, and let's all move on. 215-592-9494. I need the Phillies to retaliate tonight for what Strider did last night. I'm not even sure if Hugh's with me anymore. He started there. Are you still with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
And it's more important than winning the game.
No, you got to win the game.
Oh.
I got to win the game.
No.
I got to win the game.
It's May.
I mean, come on. I hear you, and I understand where you're coming from. We got to win the game. We got to put priorities. See, this is where it devolves into to super pettiness.
No.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with hitting them. But we got to win the game, though.
This is just priorities. Priority one is cracked rib. Priority two is win.
You don't have to
win the game.
Okay.
It's not a must win.
Tonight's not a must win.
When was the last time we faced them? Mm-hmm. What was the record? Was it? We went, it was 2-1?
They beat us 2-3.
They beat us. That was the last time, right?
In Atlanta, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got last
That's
night.
That's awesome.
So we need to win this series.
Mm. I mean, it's
well,
be
we can
nice,
still win the series. We just don't need to win the game.
Yeah,
we need to win this one tonight to help us secure the win of the series.
There is a reality that we retaliate and still win the game.
Absolutely,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that needs to be the priority, though. We need to be all on the same page about that.
Sorry. So let me ask you this: before the game starts, if the umpires for some reason say, "I'm warning both sides before the game," no nonsense. you would tell you would say it's off then? Because that would mean Wheeler would be thrown out of the game immediately if he hit somebody.
Well, it all depends.
I'm still hitting him.
Seriously, Joe?
Yes. Yes. No. Why?
No. He gave me the warning, right, and said, if you hit him.
You're out.
You're out. No, I'm not hitting
him. I still hit him.
No, I'm not hitting him.
Sometimes you got to lose the battle to win the war, guys.
There's a workaround here.
What's the workaround?
Mm. An opener?
Yeah. Who do you think is the worst reliever on the team?
Well, I used to be Romano. Now he might be the best, which is saying
something.
So basically
you're going to put somebody else on the mound just to do this.
Is that what you're saying? Acuna leads off. You put some stiff out there.
Boy, Topper would get a huge fine for that. That would be pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Like, that would be so intentional.
If Wheeler
comes right out after you. Wheeler's in the bullpen ready to go. I kind of like it. 215-592-9494. Are your phone calls coming up? And we're going to hear from Kevin Petullo. Elliot dubbed this a big press conference.
Kevin, it is.
I agree. It's the first time we really hear from him, you know, as the Eagles offensive coordinator. Petullo's first press conference as Eagles offensive coordinator. That'll be in the 12 o'clock hour, along with your phone calls. Is it time to bean Acuna or a Brave tonight? Yeah, I need to bean a Brave. Where do you come down? It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's that time of year again where I stop talking about bacon and start sharing my grilling wisdom, people. It's officially grilling season. So you can elevate your grilling game with Hatfield marinated pork tenderloins. They're flavorful and they're so easy to cook. Hatfield's marinated pork tenderloins are a game changer, especially when I learn how to say that word tenderloins a little bit more. It's going to get better as we through this thing. Tuscan herb. They got Tuscan herb there, Kyle. They got honey garlic teriyaki, which is pretty good. I've had that one. And they got lemon garlic. There are so many different flavors to choose from. So head to simplyhatfield.com for retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.